Welcome to Make a Difference, a podcast about reflection and self-improvement. Each month, the podcast will choose a series of quotes centered around a topic for reflection and then thoughts for discussion and implementation. We all get stuck sometimes, and these shows are designed to show us a way to get unstuck. These shows are published Monday through Friday. Join us daily to make a difference on how you view your personal outlook and hopefully improve it. We will kick off the show with your host, Mark Quinn, after this short break.
Welcome back to Make a Difference. Today's show is going to take a slightly different approach by focusing upon the importance of designing a high-quality learning experience and ways to consider approach doing so for making a difference in instructional design spaces. In the realm of education and training, the traditional approach often involves presenting information to learners in a one-way manner, hoping they'll absorb and retain it. But what if there's a more effective way? And notice the word that I used, hope. We hope they'll absorb it and retain it. What if instead of inundating learners with facts and figures, we engage them in a dialogue, prompting them to think critically and draw their own conclusions? The facts and the figures are not the focus of the discussion in this manner, but become data to support the high-level thinking of applying the information to achieve a goal. This approach isn't new, and it's been in varying degrees part of a professional development for teachers for over 20 years that I've been in business. What I have learned in my career is that the implementation is not being driven at a level that engages the student to reflect upon what is being learned, what it means to them personally, and what are they going to do with this knowledge. The students often approach the learning process as a transactional engagement. I do this, and I get quote-unquote paid in a grade that shows progress, and I'm moving on, and I don't think about this again. The reflection process is not the forefront of the educational process. Often, it's left to the learner to put it all together on their own. It's assumed that the learner knows how and will take the time on their own to do that work. Quite often that doesn't happen. This is where the power of provocative questions comes into play. Rather than spoon-feeding information, educators can pose thought-provoking questions that stimulate curiosity. They encourage reflection, and they foster a deeper understanding of the material that's being discussed. But what makes a question provocative and high quality? And how can we leverage this technique in instructional design? Today is a two-for-one show with two quotes for the price of one show on this topic. First is a favorite of mine by John Maxwell. If you want to make discoveries, if you want to disrupt the status quo, if you want to make progress and find new ways of thinking and doing, ask questions. Good questions inform, but great questions transform. I've observed my instructors often going with the flow with questions. While this is valuable in the flow of a Q&A, one must plan high quality or the quote-unquote great questions at hinge points in the lesson. Think of a hinge point as a check-in to see if the educational process is ready to move forward and you can confirm a transfer of knowledge. An instructor must do this, and if they can't confirm it, they got to circle back and regroup and confirm that the transfer of knowledge took place. Our second quote enters the conversation here for this consideration. Bernard Boole states, "When it comes to the design of effective learning experiences, one provocative question is worth 100 proclamations." The power of high-quality questions that causes someone to pause and actually reflect upon the information and create a well-thought-out response to that prompt is where the real learning takes place. This takes time, preparation on the instructor's part, as well as allowing the students time to reflect before they answer. Giving the students time is the art of instructional design. How and when do you present this? What do you ask in return? And how do you give them the ability to do that so that they can think and it doesn't seem like the classroom stopped in the process? How do you plan the presentation of a hinge question? How do you allow for the deep reflection to get the confirmation of the transfer of knowledge you're looking for? Remember, these hinge questions need to be reflected upon and make sure that you're leading the thinking to cause the students to reflect on the information and not just give you a low-level fact and recall type of response. The question must be deep enough that we move up the level of Bloom's taxonomy to achieve synthesis. That may take several questions, and that may happen in a step-by-step process over time. It may not be appropriate to just hit them with one question, expect them to make the jump to synthesis. You have to lead them there, and that's why planning in your questions matters. A well-prepared instructor will have a lead question prepared, along with several follow-up prompts to lead and deepen thinking in order to prove the higher level of Bloom's. To shed light on these questions, let's consider an example. Imagine you're designing an online course in environmental sustainability. Instead of simply presenting statistics on deforestation and the climate change, you could pose a provocative question like this. In a world where resources are finite, what responsibility do we have to future generations? A follow-up question could be, what responsibilities does society as a unit hold to accomplish this? A second follow-up could be, what does the individual own to secure a successful implementation? This not only prompts the learner to consider the ethical implications of environmental degradation, but also encourages them to explore the potential solutions, both as a large group of society and as their individual actions. By incorporating these types of questions into the learning experience, educators empower learners to actively engage with the material. They're connecting concepts to real-world issues, and they construct their own knowledge and how to apply it. But it's just not about asking questions. It's about asking the right question at the right time. So how can instructional designers harness the power of questions effectively? One approach is to align the questions with specific learning objectives, ensuring they guide the learners towards a desired outcome. That's why you're going to have to plan ahead. You're going to have to think about what the questions you're asking and what outcomes they're attached to, so you know in your pacing charts where you're going to put them there and how you're going to lead step by step. Additionally, questions should be open-ended. Inviting perspectives amongst the entire group and promoting critical thinking is really important here. Students need to hear what each other is thinking and the fact that their own thought process is not in isolation. Furthermore, educators can leverage technology to facilitate discussions and collaborative inquiry. They can create an interactive learning environment where learners can exchange ideas and build upon each other's insights. This doesn't have to happen face-to-face. But the wrestling with the implementation of a question, along with the challenges through conversation and follow-up questions from peers, as well as the instructor, can drive the conversation up Bloom's to achieve the desired higher levels. Technology has advanced greatly in education, taking place from a face-to-face approach to the use of virtual environments such as MS Teams and learning management systems, where we can sit down and allow submissions of media, blog posts to support the student's point of view. Whether through online forums, virtual classrooms, videos, podcasts, or interactive modules, the possibilities are endless, and they're up to the creativity of the instructor and how they want to manage their classroom. The design of effective learning experiences requires more than just delivering information. It requires fostering a culture of inquiry, where questions serve as a catalyst for exploration and discovery. That's what I'm thinking about today, and I'll look forward to seeing you in our next show.
If you like what you're hearing on the show, make the choice to subscribe today. The show is gaining listeners all over the world, and we're grateful for your support. If you have any thoughts or comments about the show, reach out to us at makeadifferencenow2020@gmail.com. We look forward to seeing you on our next episode.